This is the Return to Order Moment with Edwin Benson. Bringing you insights, analysis, and information for a culture in crisis.
Today I will be reading the article, A Sacrilegious Parody of the Annunciation and Pentecost at the 2019 World Youth Day by Luis Sergio Solimeo. A show that can be qualified as sacrilegious was staged in the presence of Pope Francis on January the 27th during the Panama World Youth Day. The actors ridicule the mystery of the Annunciation and treat Our Lady with utmost irreverence. At the end of the musical, though, the Pope applauded and gave a thumbs-up approval. The Most Holy Virgin is presented as, quote, a normal girl, a girl of today, unquote, as Pope Francis recently put it. Accordingly, the girl playing Our Lady wears sneakers, tight women's pants, and a loose light blue top. Her head is uncovered, and her cell phone is on display. For his part, the angel Gabriel is played by a young man wearing white pants, a shirt, and a white hat, sporting a pair of small wings on his back. In a parody of the Annunciation, the angel tells Mary that she will become a mother by the work of the Holy Spirit. She is nervous, almost hysterical, and says that she is not yet married to Joseph, is not ready, has to go to college, is afraid, etc. The angel tries to convince her and says that she should rejoice. Ever more nervous, she answers that she is unable to rejoice. What will Joseph say? What is mother going to think when she finds out? And the neighbors? The girl then begins to sing in rap style that she is afraid, feels unprepared, and so on. The angel takes her by the hands, saying that she is the chosen one, and both begin to dance. Other barefoot angel ballerinas enter swirling around with fluttering and revealing robes. Then Gabriel puts on some carnival-style glasses. The other angel dancers do the same and dance around, singing lyrics that resemble words from Scripture. Mary insists that she is afraid, but then begins to sing the gospel words, always in pop rhythm, "Let your will be done." Then, amid laughter, she picks up the cell phone and takes a selfie with Gabriel. Two other girls go up on the stage and begin to say that the rest of the story is well known, that Jesus came and gave us his teachings, and so on. Then a soccer team comes on stage, representing the 12 apostles, and begins to proclaim and sing that they are afraid to evangelize because they will be persecuted. A group of policemen appears, and the apostles flee. The cops begin to sing and dance madly, and then they leave. The apostles return to the stage and begin to sing and dance in choreography, always repeating, "I'm afraid." After some time dancing and singing, Mary comes to them, holds their hands, touches them, and says that she has already talked with Gabriel and that everything will work out. Then a loud voice is heard through loudspeakers saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid. Rejoice and go evangelize." Everyone kneels, then rises and begins to sing along with the angel dancers and the angel Gabriel. A crazy dance then begins with singing in which Mary participates. As the sacrilegious parody of the Annunciation and Pentecost ends, the Pope makes a thumbs-up sign of enthusiastic approval. He then gets up and effusively greets the two main actors. The Pope's presence at a sacrilegious play about the Mother of God, and by extension about the Word incarnate, is extremely serious, all the more so since in the end he gave it decisive support. This staging at Panama's World Youth Day seems to illustrate Francis's doctrine on the Blessed Virgin Mary. Indeed, Pope Francis has made statements about Mary Most Holy that contradict everything we venerate and find in the Gospels, tradition and church magisterium, and in the sense of the faithful. He recently pointed out that Mary was not born a saint, thus implicitly denying the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. Francis summarizes his doctrine on Our Lady in his book interview, from which the Italian daily Corriere della Sera published some excerpts. He says that the Virgin Mary was, quote, a normal girl, a girl of today, normal, normally educated, open to marrying, to having a family. Then, after conceiving Jesus, she was still a normal woman. Nothing was exceptional in her life. She was a normal mother. Even in her virginal marriage, chaste in that framework of virginity, Mary was normal. She worked, went shopping, helped her son, helped her husband. Normal, unquote. The fact that Francis deals with the most delicate and complex subjects in a simplistic and confused way does not eliminate, but rather increases the damage that his statements, like those referring to Our Lady, inflict upon souls. His confused, impoverished, and contradictory way of speaking is incompatible with the true, clear, and logical teaching of the Church and with the mission of the Pope to confirm his brothers in the faith. Nothing is dearer to a Catholic heart than the honor of the Mother of God, the beloved daughter of the Eternal Father, the admirable mother of God the Son, and the most faithful spouse of the Holy Spirit. As we express our indignation at the offense made to our Blessed Mother in this theatrical parody of the Annunciation and Pentecost staged before the Supreme Pontiff and which received his support, we suggest everyone to make acts of reparation for this event. And we close these brief considerations by quoting an excerpt from the encyclical Ad Caeli Reginam of October 11, 1954, in which Pius XII establishes the Feast of the Queenship of Mary. Quote, from early times Christians have believed, and not without reason, that she, of whom was born the Son of the Most High, received privileges and graces above all other beings created by God. And when Christians reflected upon the intimate connection that obtains between a mother and a son, they readily acknowledged the supreme royal dignity of the Mother of God. Unquote.
Thanks for joining us. If you want your free copy of the Return to Order book, or if you want to read more articles like this one, visit returntoorder.org. God bless.